And I'm joined now by John Kane from Hamilton Judo Club and the director of Scottish Disability Sport. John, would you mind telling us a little bit more about the club? It's quite a unique club, I believe. You said it was the first club that has disability sessions when it comes to judo?
Yes, we're part of the Hamilton Judo Club, and we're the Hamilton Judo Club Inclusion Division. We set up about 6 years ago, just before COVID. And through our disability sessions, we have disability sessions for adults and for juniors as well. And we're the only judo club in the UK that actually has a separate session for disability adults on a Thursday evening.
That's really cool. How many people do you see coming, like, regularly?
Well, what we do have at the moment is we've got 15 adults who come on a Thursday evening to a disability session, and we have somewhere in the region between 25 and 30 juniors who come on a Thursday evening. But we've also got kids with ASN and VI. We also attend our mainstream sessions, which are also in here on a Thursday evening.
Which I think Daniel, who I spoke with earlier, he's one of the young people that attends the mainstream session, then he comes in today and helps out as well.
Daniel attends for mainstream sessions, and he trains with the mainstream youths and seniors. You can see Daniel regularly fighting with, although he's only 13-year-old, fighting with adults up to the ages of 45 and 50, and ranging from weight categories up to 18, 19 stone. So,
wow. Well. And you have quite a variety of kids or young people at the moment, because we're here before the adult session. You have different disabilities as well, so you kind of cater to one-on-one classes, you have the group classes. Is that difficult, or was that a process you came to quite easily?
No, that was a process that we set into place when we set up, because what we try to do, what we have, we've got a programme, what they call transition. So they set off in transition, where they'd be grouped from stages 1 to 6, and from those 1 to 6s, we have different session plans for them. It's called parallel training. We have that, and if they achieve the level 6, they then can progress into the mainstream sessions from there. And we accommodate them through a buddy system, take them into mainstream.
That's really cool. What would be the dream for Hamilton Judo Club Inclusion? What would you like to see happen in the future?
That's quite a difficult question, because at the present moment in time, we were the winners of the Scottish Disability Sport Club of the Year. Also, we won the British Judo Club of Inclusion 2024, and we were given a motion of recognition from the Scottish Parliament, the only judo club in Scotland that's ever been granted that. What we would like to see is the development and more inclusion. We pride ourselves and we're a totally inclusive club. No matter what the disability is, we can accommodate it. On our disability adult session, we have wheelchair users come and we take the adults with our hoist and put them onto the mat where they can do judo. But our recent development has been what they call now the buzzword for it, social prescription. During the day, we have a disability and inclusion programme, and we're working with the social care in the NHS, and we're bringing daycare adults into the centre here. And this afternoon, for instance, there was 17 of them, and there was 4 or 5 of them with wheelchairs that we took from the wheelchair onto the mat to do a bit of groundwork in judo.
That's amazing. And we spoke a little bit earlier, and something interesting you said was that you think judo is a perfect sport for someone who has a visual impairment.
Yes, absolutely. Judo is a very pad sport, but you can do groundwork and you can do standing technique, and there's lots of different techniques. But the real advantage for the visually impaired is that when you start your movement, you take grips. So there is a control mechanism, just not for the VI, but for their opponent as well. But one of the most interesting things about VI, the mainstream can learn from that. Kids like Daniel, when they're on the mat, have actually got more spatial awareness. because that's what they have to do.
That's amazing. And I think there was something as well we chatted about, which was learning how to fall safely. Because I feel like that comes up a lot, not just with someone who maybe is VI and is scared of falling, but also for people maybe in later stages in life, knowing how to fall safely is a very good skill to learn.
That is a very good skill to learn. And it's quite interesting that you say that, because occasionally, every 2 or 3 months, we have adults who come who play football, and they're goalkeepers. They come just to our sessions to learn how to learn how to fall properly. And they'll disappear then away and play football, and they'll come back every so often. But it's one thing that we really have to concentrate with the visual impairment is how to fall, because there's always the great fear of falling. We've got techniques for doing that, but we develop them even further. We use kinetic balls to roll over to get them to feel the back, and we use crash mats to gradually...
So it's very safe.
Very safe.
Well, John, would you mind telling us when are the sessions happening and where are the sessions happening? Where are we?
We're at Whitehill Community Centre in Hamilton. That's where the club is based. Our disability sessions are on a Thursday evening, and our mainstream are on a Wednesday evening and a Friday evening. And we also have a women's only class on a Monday evening.
Oh, lovely. And I have to say, I really like, you pointed it out earlier, that there's a really nice space for the parents to relax, grab a free cup of tea and a coffee if they want to, whilst the kids have some fun and learn how to do judo.
Yes, that's what we call our purple room. And anybody that's followed Kate Nash, the great disability guru, will realise what the purple room is. And that is an area that we've created for the parents to be able to sit and have a free cup of tea and relax and chill out for the hour that they're here. And it's quite important for us when we're dealing with disability and VI that the parents are relaxed, because that transgresses through to our participants.
Fantastic. Well, John, if we wanted to find out a bit more about the sessions, how do we do that? How do we get in touch?
Well, the best way to get in touch is if you go to our Facebook, Hamilton Judo Club Inclusion. There is a section in there that will tell you the times of the sessions and who to call, because it's quite important before you come that we can get them here and do profiling before they start on the mat.
And just figure out exactly which group would be the best fit. Well, John, thank you so much for speaking with RNAB Connect Radio today.
Right, Yar, thank you. Best of luck.